There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
Doug, Iggy, Plowsy, Action Jackson.
The Ryan Kelly Morning After, 105.7 HD2.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine.
Cinderella's gonna stay with me.
Doug, is this a remix?
Another raving, man.
Hanging pictures on my wall. Oh, so every good. Saturday, rap attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall.
Molly Mall.
Cinderella had fun today.
I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The ha. You never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good.
Maybe you like the reason.
And if you don't know, now you know.
A new beat.
Dark outside, friends hug me goodbye. It's time for the good to say goodnight. The creepy things and the fun they make come crawling and want to play. After midnight's when the fun begins. Cassie, nothing good happens, it's full of sin. The car pulls up and my friends climb in. Oh no, look, here she goes again. I yell, send the carriage on its way. Cause this Cinderella's gonna stay out late.
What a remix.
Where's the fun? Where's the fun? Hours ticking by, good and evil, they collide. Everybody flashing eyes, night dreams, they come alive. You looking at me, say I rip apart, it seems. But I think we popping bottles, throwing dollars, causing problems. Yeah, we got them. Taking shots at the party with the models. Yeah, you got someone.
Welcome back, Ryan Kelly Morning After. Appliance Discounters. 8 o'clock hour, Appliance Discounters. If you're in the market or an appliance, look no further than Appliance Discounters and their 80,000 square foot warehouse full of GE appliances and other major brands ready for delivery. Shop online at theappliancediscounters.com, where pricing has been adjusted to beat all competitors. It's theappliancediscounters.com. Send your emails in for our design, air, heating, and cooling email of the day, which comes your way at 9:45. And we are giving away two tickets to Adam Sandler on February 10th. At the Enterprise Center. How do you do? Just for winning the email of the day? Well, Doug, that's what it is.
That's nice.
And you can also compete to be the TMA Listener of the Month presented by Milagro Tequila just by registering at TMASTL.com. Welcome to a brighter side of tequila with Milagro. Well, we teased it right before the commercial break closing out the Munganess St. Louis Acura Alton Toyota 7 o'clock hour. An email exchange has been sent to me from a source. Regarding the golf.
I'm assuming
video.
You won't reveal your sources.
I would not. I learned that from Woodward and Bernstein.
Yeah.
Joey saying, I have a streamlined edit done. I need to add graphics.
Oh.
As you know, I haven't had a chance to touch it. I will be able to start on it by the end of the week. I hope to have it complete ASAP. I will send a link when I am done. Doug.
Oh, okay. Nice little update.
There it is.
That's a big part. I mean, yeah, if all his graphics is needed, that's legitimate.
Streamlined edit is done. He just needs to add graphics. He says, as you know, I haven't had a chance to touch it. I will be able to start on it by the end of the week. I hope to have it complete ASAP. I'll send a link when I am done.
What's a streamlined edit? How is that different than just an edit?
Question.
Streamlined edit. I've not heard that terminology before. But I'm one of the olds.
I think when I was watching it, it's...
Oh, you've seen it?
Well, not the complete project, okay. But I saw what we put together for the 18 holes, shot by shot, banter in between.
Wonderful banter.
And I think streamlined is like putting it all together and then...
So the edited version.
Yeah. But streamlined, so it just goes all through. You don't have chop here, chop here, chop here.
Well, no, that wouldn't be ready if you had just chopped.
You streamline it, and then you put all the graphics in there.
Okay.
I didn't even ask him. I told Tim, I said, I just saw Joey, and I just can't bring myself to ask him again how it's going.
Well, I guess you don't have to now. We just got that.
He probably saw me and was in the back of his head. Iggy didn't ask me, but I know he wanted to.
Well, coming soon. It's coming soon.
Oh, good. Maybe we'll have a little party in Jamaica when it's released. We can all sit down in Tim's room and watch.
Orgy.
What?
Video will be on aphrodisiac. Caller Ellen says, I like this, Joey. That was a very polite F you. That's from Caller Ellen.
No, Joey's a good dude.
Yeah, Joey, great.
He's got a lot on his plate.
Yeah.
And Jake. But then they did have a couple. I think we had four people doing it. And two of the people had never done it before. So just to see Joey's face, we sit down and he goes, I got to go to this camera. One of the people had never worked on it. He goes, I don't like this. I don't hear any sound. And he goes, come on. Get closer. Get closer. Ah.
Clip that off.
Sounds like they needed a director.
No, God love him for helping. It was a four-camera shoot.
There's a lot of people out there.
Yeah, there were.
Just in general. The gallery, crew,
mm-hmm.
Obviously us.
Well, it was a fun time, that's for sure.
I'm telling you, but that first hole, that first fairway, just a cascade of people coming down.
I would say 50,000, maybe.
That might be conservative. I think in 75.
Yeah, it was probably 75.
The same people that count the VP parade, or the VP fair. What was? There's always a million people in there. Come on.
Look out, Ken Burns. We have a new documentary expert in town. Great analysis, Ken. That's from the 636.
Well, I just told you what Streamline was. I'm sure you didn't know.
Our listeners either don't have sex.
Mm.
I don't know why they're so angry. Like, I guess there could be coupled. It could be a pie chart. Like 40% don't have
sex.
What
is the breakdown of the pie chart as to the reason for the anger?
Well,
give me a piece
lives.
Of paper. I'll make it for you real
all right,
quick.
Biggie's going to make a pie chart. Doug, do you have anything available?
Yeah, okay. Had kids too early.
You think that's the leading cause for...
What
age
disdain?
Do you consider to be too early? Because I think it depends on metropolitan area.
1,000,000% agree with your area and also your career and where you're at in your life. There's 22-year-olds that are more mature than me, and I'm 33. Mm-hmm. So I that's a hard one to answer. I would say anywhere under 24, I think, is young.
Here's your point.
Now,
do you agree with him?
Under 24 is a little young to have kids, am I correct?
Well, I'd say before you're married is too young. I think that's probably the answer, because kids tend to do better. Well, they don't tend. They almost always do much better with both parents in the house.
I get that. I just, I don't know. I think that's a huge factor, especially the hate me and Iggy get.
Okay, so that is what percentage on the pie chart? Because Iggy, I can see, is making the pie chart.
Mm-hmm. Maybe 18%.
That's 18%, Doug. We have 82% to still account for.
18% do what now?
Had kids too early?
Yeah.
Oh.
What? Then you said something about not having sex.
Oh, that's a big chunk of the pie. That's a 35 to 45% range.
We had a couple.
There are so many horny sads. It's so crazy.
Just this week on Sound Story said one of the best things they did in their life was had their kids very young so that they could enjoy them when they were young and now enjoy the grandchildren when they're still able to get around.
Plowhawk, your response to those people.
I hate to be the guy, but that is also a generation to where you could have a one household income and have your wife at home.
True. Yeah.
That it, now you can't even, you can barely survive with two marginal incomes trying to get kids. So, and I get the sound, so they went through struggles. It's night and day comparison. But in terms of being able to buy a house young, right now, you know, if you're living in an apartment, then you certainly shouldn't have kids, you know, if you don't have a structure in place. And I know that's maybe, you know, judging somebody. I just, for me, if I'm living in a one-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath apartment, I wouldn't want to have kids in that scenario.
No, yeah, be rough for that.
So it's a tough battle for our generation. So I think under 24 to me seems a little young. Yeah. But again, 50 years ago, you're talking 18, 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense. But you also don't have to pay for daycare.
Well,
you also get to stay at home and have a one household income, and you can have five or six kids and still have one household income.
The difference in having kids between 19 and 24 isn't really a huge difference. We're talking about now it's common for people to have kids well into their 40s. Not unusual anymore. They used to be grandpa.
I think me and Madison are going to do more so the Tim and Anna Marie approach.
Yeah,
I think
it's not
40
uncommon
to have
anymore.
My first, I'm fine with. Maybe 43 for my second, you know, give or take that, you know, 5 years on or two or 3 years on each end. So
I had my oldest when I was 33. And I was usually the oldest dad among his friends.
Oh, I'm already know I'm going to be. I could have kids right now and already mm-hmm. be that. So, I mean, it doesn't matter to me at this point if I'm 8 years older than them or I'll just be a silver fox.
Silver fox.
Well, there's never the perfect time because there's always something else going on in your life.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning. You can afford a house if you don't spend all your money on Starbucks and weed. That's from the Total Package.
Mm.
This Ben Shapiro texting? Who the hell is that?
That's a bad take.
I mean, it's such a bad... I have nothing to say. You cannot compare our generation and getting absolutely destroyed financially and buying a house and all that stuff. And it has nothing to do with our choice in careers. Journalism I get and radio. But you're looking at a lot of people who have great jobs, went to a great school, and still cannot buy a house.
My dad was 44 when I was born.
There,
my mom was 41.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
I feel kind of bad, and I don't know how they do it, but I see a lot of people in our, not a lot, but I see people in our complex. Across the hall, across the grass, is the two-bedroom townhouses.
This is a different topic?
I actually think this may tie. But on the side when I live, it's all one-bedrooms.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how many people I see, like, coming back out of the van, and they've got, like, four kids, and they're going into a one-bedroom house. Like, where are these kids sleeping? You putting the four kids in one bedroom and you're sleeping on the couch or a pullout? You know, and I feel bad for them because obviously that's all they can afford. But I don't know how you can live with three or four kids in a one-bedroom house or apartment.
Well, with the welfare system the way it is now, you get more money the more kids you have. I think you get another $800 a month every time you have a kid.
And also, those kids have to grow up fast. You know, most of the time it's, you know, the oldest ones are kind of the babysitters, people getting, you know, the kid, you know, their siblings up in the mornings, too, in those situations.
But one of the reasons why poor people have lots of kids is because the money's in it for them.
I would tend to, that is a super generalized, I mean, I have to tend to really disagree with that. You think an extra $10,000 in taxes is worth the extra $200,000, $300,000 you're paying for 18 years of life? Hell no. That is absolutely a trade-off.
No, but if you're a single mother and you have to make an apartment payment, you got to pay utilities and everything. If you have one child, you might get $800 a month from the government. If you have four, you get $3,200. Which would you rather have?
I would be shocked that there are more than 1% of the population having kids for tax benefits.
And not tax, it's money benefits.
I would be shocked if it was more than 1%.
Oh, it happens, Plowsy. It happens in a big way.
I'd rather get a job and have no kids.
Just rather rob a bank. If you get caught, at least you got three meals a day.
And then what are you going to do with the kids?
Well, I wouldn't have the three or four kids before I did that.
You wouldn't, because you're thinking rationally. But there's a lot of people that don't.
To answer your question, Tim, kids are awesome.
Oh. I don't recall asking the question. It's like Jeopardy when you're surprised you're playing. Iggy has created the pie chart, Doug, and KG and O-Town, it looks like you put that on the Instagram. Is that correct? The pie chart is broken down as follows. The reason why the listeners hate us, Iggy says 90% are jealous.
Oh, jealous of what? What would you be jealous of listening
this
to this?
This life, baby.
It's like you drive by a car wreck. Boy, I wish I was in a car wreck.
Well, this is
a promo.
This isn't a car wreck. It's not a car wreck. It's that we have 3 hours that we come in here and we laugh. We love each other. We have a great time. We get done. We go play country clubs. We go play golf. We go to outings. We're going to Jamaica. So, yeah, I can see people getting jealous. And it's mainly when I say jealous is that we have a great job we love and really don't do much.
No.
And they have to go.
It's been a relaxing decade for
them. Well, it doesn't take
much.
Don't
accomplish a lot.
My point is it doesn't take much to do this show. And then you have them going to work, working 9 hours a day. God, I hate my job. I hate my life. Got to go home.
There's always that
sound, Doug. What sound is it?
And I'm not taking anything away from the listeners. It's just that that's...
But what about when you said 7% have no sex in the pie chart? Was that taking something
away? Yeah, you're upset. You go home and you can't get any sex, so you're taking it out on somebody. You take it out on us.
And then the other 3%, it says bit.
Yeah, just doing a bit.
Oh, I see. I thought it was saying they were big, but then I looked again, and then I thought it was just biff, and then it says bit.
Yeah, just doing a little bit.
They're doing a bit.
Doing
a bit. So 3% are really not angry. They're just doing a sketch or a bit. Okay.
Can we do a pie chart of how many people? What's the percentage of like who actually like the show? Is it 90%?
No, I don't think it's.
Oh, I would think.
What about the females in the area?
I would say 99% of the people listen to the show because they enjoy it. There's a percentage out there that listen to it because they just want to make fun of it, and they really do hate us and just listen to these idiots and then trash it.
Iggy, no one, and I mean no one, is jealous of Dumb and Dumber. That's from the Holly Hills Hustlers.
See, I gotta disagree with that 100%.
You'd be wrong on that one.
I think there's a large percentage of people that listen to this do a lot better financially than we're doing.
Yeah, but they're also miserable.
Well, we don't know that necessarily.
Look at the texts that they're sending. They are absolutely miserable humans. You can pay me six-figure to have that life. There's
the pie
no
chart
way
is
like,
not...
to be like that.
Well, not everybody who goes to work in a business other than radio is miserable.
Yes,
a lot of people love
who
what
text
they do.
Into an HD2 radio show talking about how miserable we are, those people are so miserable. They are absolutely miserable.
Now, this pie chart isn't about the entire listening audience.
Oh, who's this representative? Here's the pie
chart.
It's about
the
those
people
of you watching on YouTube.
It's about the people that text in and
TMASTL. It's up on the. I'm holding it up right now.
The people that text in and bitch. It's not the people like I wouldn't consider. Carla Ellen, part of that pie chart, she loves the show. She loves listening to the show and likes all of us. These are the people that call in and get Iggy out of there. He talks too much. Why don't you get back from a break? You suck. Plowsy can't play a drop. Why don't you get something else to do?
Sick.
Those are the people I'm talking about. That's what the pie chart is for, not for the entire listening
now,
audience.
Now, Beer Katz calls and texts in.
He's having sex with Hot Wife Autumn.
And he's making big money marrying ketchup.
That's correct.
No, he's part of the bit.
He's on a bit or sketch?
He's just having fun.
Oh. But it's, you blocked him. Why'd you block him? Was that a bit?
I unblocked him.
But when you did block him,
I was just tired of his weather things.
But that wasn't a bit.
It's a sketch.
No, I don't think
it
was a bit.
Yeah.
If you're going on Kent Earnhardt's Facebook page and complaining about my weather forecast, I don't think it's a bit. I think you're actually upset that I was wrong, which I never am.
Producer Joe seems happy in his next career, happier there than he was here. He calls in and...
No, I don't consider him part of that graph because he just hates me.
Oh.
So that's fine. You're going to call in a bit. He's not kidding. He really doesn't like me.
I would agree with you on that.
Yeah,
that's
so
what I can confirm.
He's not part of the pie chart. These are just the people that call in and complain. 90% of them because they're jealous, because they don't like their job. They see we're having fun and... how dare they have fun and they only work 3 hours a day.
Guys, 90% of the people who listen don't even text in. That is pretty,
it may be
I
more
just
that's correct, and I would actually say it's probably higher.
And I just explained that.
Doug,
they aren't part of the pie chart. These are the people that text in or call in or go on the fan page and complain. Those are the people.
Those are the vocal minority, which in our landscape, there's a lot of different sects of vocal minority. Just because you're louder doesn't mean you have a bigger group. And I think that's a great example of this show.
Yeah.
Our show doesn't consist of just Mr. Licks, retired air marshal, and masturbator.
No.
And what is it? Katesi Chattel?
Yeah.
All of them could, you know, flush
about Joshy Tuna?
What about Joshy Tuna?
He got in your crawl.
Oh, God, I already forgot. See, again, I already forgot.
Little like. Tommy Tribbins, he would be part of the bit. He'd be part of the 3% bit. I think he's just having fun.
Like Los Ween would be another
Hall
example.
Of Famer.
Like
Stephen Wildwood.
He torches you a little bit on the emails, but you know it's in good fun.
He'd be part of the bit.
Right, whereas others...
3% allocation.
Yeah. But 90%, Raby and I talked about this one day. We were playing.
Doug, what course were they playing?
I'd have to guess
it was
Normandy.
Free.
No, it wasn't Normandy. I don't know. We were playing a country club. Corey. I don't remember which one.
So many we play.
Oh, we play so many.
Playing a country
and that's where
all
the jealousy comes from.
We do is play country
from.
Clubs. Yeah.
But we were actually talking. We're on the first hole. We're out in the fairway. And it's an 85, 90-degree day. Sun is shining. It's like 11:30. And I said, I think this is why people are jealous. Because this is what we talked about. Raby and I, after the show, are going to play this. And we'll talk about it the next day. And I don't. It's nothing against you. But they see that we just did a three-hour radio show. All I did was laugh for 3 hours, have fun. And now, while you're working, digging a ditch, nothing against that.
They're not ditch diggers.
Nothing against that. Nothing in construction, ditch sweating your ass off, lifting a plank or something.
Lifting planks.
I get it. And that's
marrying ketchup and lifting planks.
And you're probably making 20, 25, 30 bucks an hour, a good living, but you don't like your job. And you see, we just got done doing a three-hour job. Now we're on the golf course playing. I could see where some people say, screw these guys. Arr, I hate my job.
So here's that sound.
I don't think that's the case.
That's 90% of the people that bitch about the show is because they're jealous.
Yeah, there are times.
There's nothing to be jealous about. You're probably making 9 times more money than I do.
Yeah,
but you're just not happy doing your job. I don't make a lot of money, but I enjoy getting here every day and doing my job. I enjoy working with these guys. So I'd rather be happy and not make a ton of money than make a lot of money and just be miserable every day. And then when Saturday night, oh, I got one more day and I got to go back to work. That's no life.
Look, here's plain and simple. There are some evenings where I'm smoking a blunt. Iggy probably at the same time is on a third masturbating session of the day. And there are people that are, you know, going to their in-laws for a vegan dinner and then having to go to a soccer game, you know, to watch 6 or 7 year olds run around and pick their nose.
Yeah, a vegan dinner.
And so, like, and those are the people that are pissed and annoyed that, like, they have a routine that they're not a fan of. They got sucked into the cycle, and now they're seeing adult males who act like kids on air getting paid, and, you know, you it's not a normal job. And also, they're just angry. They're just hateful, angry people, and we love them.
In your lifetime, have you ever been driving down the road, heard somebody on the radio say something, it upset you so much, you stopped, pulled over, found a text number, and typed in and said something mean about that guy because you were jealous of his position?
No, because I have a life and I have sex. I mean, it's two different things. Like, I'm a human, and I understand, like, that's probably idiotic. You know, there's no point for me. I don't know this guy on air.
I should have put in that pie, I should have put jealous.
Hold on, we might adjust. You can adjust the pie.
No, I'll leave the 90%, but I should have put jealous and don't like their life.
I don't know that it's that negative.
Man.
Isn't it somebody just trying to fire
pessimistic
off a funny
chart.
Line?
I felt like I was going negative.
Could it be somebody
you got there, bro? Like, it sounds like a baked good.
It's a honey bun, but it's an off-brand honey bun.
It's a diabetes bomb.
Glazed or iced, bro?
Honestly, it's like a shriveled glaze.
Got the sugar content on there.
It looks like a snail after you like put like dry it out. It's just like or a worm that's like
slug.
Looking for that last bit
you
of water.
You couldn't pony up the extra quarter to get the on-brand honey bun.
Look, that passport really took
it. Now these people in the pie chart, that's not part of it. They're not jealous of you eating knockoff honey buns.
No, this is not the life you want. I understand they're not jealous of my like life and. But I have a great girlfriend. I have 3 amazing dogs. I don't have kids yet, so we're kind of, what do they call it, a dink?
Dual income,
no kids,
right.
I know a lot of people do not like that.
You kenneling those
they
dogs?
They don't like that term?
I don't think anybody
cares.
No,
they don't, they don't really like seeing a bunch of happy late 20s, early 30s, enjoying life with no kid. There's a huge...
Who doesn't like that?
There's a huge...
Who would be upset by
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah. Who's upset about
Maybe
that?
Your parents because they wanted grandkids?
Well, no. No, they're not... They enjoy, you know, that we're enjoying our life. But
who are the people that don't... I honestly am not aware of this.
I don't know. We see it, you know, we go to movie theaters. We see it a bunch. Just,
and they scowl at you when you're at the movie?
Where's the kids?
They just...
bastard!
It's kind of like that with no tone, but they're very surprised and I'll put that we are the age we are.
How do they know
we're
you don't
both
have any
out
kids?
Of college? Gosh. And we don't. Have, well, it's
you could have a babysitter at home.
Well, during conversation, they would ask you know about our life, and obviously you bring up your kids eventually if you're talking about your day to day life, and yeah,
and
we just have 3 dogs.
About it?
I'm not saying they're
judging you. You feel like you're being judged.
1,000,000%, very judgy.
So they liked you enough to come up and talk to you, and they look like a nice couple. And they didn't talk about their kids. Screw those two.
Bastards.
No, I'm talking they're judgy when we actually bring up that, you know, no, we don't have kids or, you know, we may or may not have kids. Maybe that's it. But it's just a very judgy, what the hell is wrong with these two? And so that, like, I love Madison's group of core friends who grew up in high school. They all have kids, every single one of them. And we have slowly been pushed out of that friend group to where we don't even
because you don't have children.
We don't have kids. Everything is kid. Everything, every hangout is kid birthday related. It's kid related. Yeah. If you do not have kids, you're just absolutely not invited. We have completely been eliminated.
Because I was
that
in that
group.
Spot, and I think I talked about it on the air when Anna Maria and I know it wasn't necessarily a choice. We wanted to have kids. We just couldn't. And fortunately, we wound up being able to have both of our children naturally. But what winds up happening, and I'm curious if you see this, Plowhawk, is people just have children, and then therefore they don't necessarily have the ability to go out like they used to. So it's not a case of not wanting to be around you in Madison so much as they're just not necessarily doing much. Or if they do have a chance to hang out, they're going to want to bring kids there so they can have time while their kids play with the other kids. What about that?
And I get it. But where I'm coming from is we actually try to initiate hangouts. We understand they have kids, so we're willing to go out to the county. We're willing to go to... You know, House Springs. I mean, it's 45, 50 minutes away from us. We're willing to go to Fenton and all these places, you know, do the subdivision thing and do the whole, you know, kid hangout. I don't need to be smoking weed 24/7. So I can hang out with kids and enjoy myself. But they have just shut us out. maybe they're not
intentionally,
angry,
I'm sure.
Maybe again, I'm not trying to say they're doing it because we don't have kids, but because we don't have kids, we are the afterthought of that entire group.
Once you start having kids, your friends become the parents of your kids' friends.
Correct. So once they start to get in grade school, you're eliminated because now they're the parents of the kid that they're friends with now become
your spot. The kids are playing soccer together and they're singing, going to Cub Scouts or whatever they do together, birthday parties.
So
those are the people you see all the time.
At our age, it's tougher to find friend groups because of this. Now, not everybody is like that, certainly. And we love kids. If they're around, I love having kids. I love my nephew. I love kids. But just because we don't have them, I feel like that's...
Have you thought about moving to Wing Haven and become swingers?
We're not at that level yet. Madison could be balling in a couple of years, so maybe I can go...
Oh, is that right? She's going to be balling at the mall?
Oh, she's already balling. She's...
Oh, who knew? I didn't know.
What do you mean by that?
Meaning she is amazing at her job and getting... Yeah, she's...
What does she do, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, interior design.
Oh, God bless.
Yep.
You're going to be moving to Jackson's neighborhood in Ladue?
She's working on a new enterprise office building out. What's up?
You're going to be moving to Ladue next to Jackson?
No, but she's great. She travels, you know, she goes, you know, any building, any major, you know, thing that she is doing, she gets to go and stay there a week and, you know, talk to contractors and architects and cool.
Mazel tov to Madison.
Good morning. I just tuned in. Are Ken and Darren microcasting to the four people on the fan page again? Mm. Society should be happy that they have decided not to procreate. That's from glove blogger Tom Traven. Mm.
Yeah, everybody's happy that you're texting in.
This is a fictional argument created by people with no kids so they can feel better about themselves choosing not to have kids. It's fun to play the victim. I say everyone just focus on themselves and be happy. Doug, it's from Mr. Licks, who's always upbeat.
Okay.
Bro, the fact that you're looking into my life and saying that this isn't real when you have no idea who I am, you are such a douchebag.
Oh,
and also, dude, this is an entire friend group when me and Madison first started dating. That's who we hung out with all of the time. It wasn't somebody a few people we saw in passing and we just grew apart. It's literally because their kids went from infants to now in school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a real thing. Just because your wife works and you get to stay at home and part-time Amazon drive and go through Chick-fil-A three days a week,
doesn't all mean of a sudden,
you get to sit behind your freaking wireless flip phone and talk smack. It's absolutely a real thing from where I'm coming from. Yeah. I'm not saying everybody in the United States and everybody in St. Louis gets judged for being, you know, not having kids or being eliminated from a group because you do not have kids.
How about this? Caller Ellen. Plowhawk, you're getting a lot of criticism in this engineer design facilities text inbox, but here's Caller Ellen. Not a fictional argument. Plowsy speaks the truth. Caller Ellen and the Plowhawk, Doug.
Thank you.
What do they say? Politics makes strange bedfellows?
Bedfellows, yeah.
Well, the people that are...
At your age, most people, if they have kids, they're not interested in doing the same social things that you're still interested in doing. They're not going to go to bars and nightclubs and concerts all the time if they got two or three little kids at home. Maybe they go once in a blue moon, but
When the hell am I going to a nightclub? I already said, like, I'm initiating.
What are you doing for your social life now when you go out? Where do you go?
We will go to dinners. We will have dinners at the house and play game night. I mean, dude, it's like we don't go. It's not like we're going, hey, you sure you don't want to go to the, you know, 40-40 club and then go do a bunch of rails over at East Side?
What the hell is the 40-40 club?
I'll be in bed by 9.
Hope had 40-40 club.
Yeah, I'll be home by 9, and that's a win for me. So it's not like I'm living the lavish lifestyle looking for them to leave their kids with a 16-year-old babysitter and go have fun.
It sounds like your beef is with your friends then, not people that...
Who's that, KJ?
And that's what I originally said. I said we have a friend group that is kind of eliminated up because we do not have kids.
Yeah.
That was the entire argument. And the people that are texting in with kids saying I'm an idiot don't really realize they have probably pushed out friends who don't have kids without even realizing it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So it's a real thing.
Good news, you've been invited to hang out by Stephen Wildwood. You can hang out with me and my wife. We're going to the Fox tonight. Join us. We'll be at Curtain Call for dinner at 5:30.
I love that. That's a little too late to eat for me.
I don't know that you get pushed out by friends. It's just that they get busy doing other things, and so they don't have time to spend the time with people that they used to when
and
they
I'm
were
not
younger.
Saying it was intentional. Never said it. It's a real thing when you don't have kids. Your friend group becomes smaller because you don't have that similar connection.
Yeah.
See, I understand the thesis, and I'm not saying you're necessarily wrong because I think there's probably a portion of the population who may be that way. But what I found, because I did live this, the exact same age as you, and Madison's younger?
Almost 27. She'll be 27.
Okay, so Anna Marie's younger than me. So it's about the same age difference. Is a lot of our friends, certainly mine, being older than my wife, just had children, and so they didn't have the ability to. Like now, it's kind of a running joke with our circle of friends. I'll text you on the day of. I had tickets one time for Kevin Nealon, and I just texted a bunch of my friends. I figure there's absolutely no chance you can do this, but on the off chance you can, I got tickets if you want to join. And one of them actually could, because it's tough to plan, especially as things turn out. And Doug, I don't know if you experienced this since your kids are a little older now, but God, it seems like kids are playing a million games a weekend.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so the ability to do it isn't necessarily because I don't like you because you don't have kids. It's I don't have the time because we have kids.
Right. Yeah, with three boys from about 1993 until about 2016, that was my social life.
And you enjoyed it, though.
Yeah, loved it. Going to soccer, basketball, hockey, baseball, you name it. There was a practice or a game going on with one of them almost, you know, 4 or 5 nights a week. Mm-hmm.
Now, this is an interesting one here. My wife and I are pushing 40 and don't have kids. What we get sometimes is people assuming we don't, quote, get it in terms of life in general. Like we're missing out on life and don't even know it, as if the life we want needs to be aligned with the majority of our peers. Well, I just tell those people to F off. I mean, anybody would ever comment on, like, how to live a life. I would never want to hang around them anyway. So if anything, it's like Bronx Tale. You just did me a favor. You're not going to pay me the money you owe me? Well, now I don't have to deal with you ever again. So if anybody ever come up to me and go, you're missing out on life, you know, piss off. Who the hell are you to tell me that? So that just kind of eliminates one potential contender. And that makes me happy because now you've just shown yourself to be an ass.
Yeah.
And we don't do ourselves a favor either because we do... And I know people with kids hate that, and we understand that, but like we treat our dogs like kids too. And we don't openly go, oh, you don't know what it's like to have dogs. You know, and we don't try to judge our issues with what we're having with dogs to kids, but we do, you know, social media posts and talk about our dogs often. I don't know if that's off-putting as well.
No, that's pretty common among couples before they have their children. Their dogs are everything to them.
Yeah, but somebody
who
has
kids, parenting
instinct,
and it goes towards the dog.
I'm kind of in the same boat, but in a different direction, is that I have a lot of friends, but I don't have any that I can actually do stuff with because they're all married.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why when I get concert tickets, it takes me a while to find somebody to go because they're all married now.
Including the women.
Now, when I go to dinner, I'll just take somebody's wife. But they're all married, so I can't say, hey, can I use one of you guys to go out? You know, so it's kind of not being married and knowing all of my
anyone
friends
in the mood
are
to be cuckolded.
Yeah, so it's one of you guys available. You want to go to concert tonight? You know, leave the wife at home. You want to go, or you stay at home? I'll take your wife. So it's I don't really know a lot of single
stay
people.
Stay at home. I'll take
especially
your
at
wife.
My age. So
yeah. Well, I read a study years ago. It said that people that don't have children actually wound up happier in their marriage than those that did, which seemed, you know, not what I was expecting to read, but that's what it said.
It's interesting because you think a lot of people, even though they probably aren't happy in their marriage, they stay together because of the kids.
Sure.
So you think if they didn't have kids, they'd very easily get divorced.
Yeah, possibly, yeah. And you continue to live just for yourself if you don't have kids. Just do whatever you want to do.
Well, I love kids. That's why I love my nieces and nephews, because I can play with them, and then when they start crying, I just give them back.
And I will eventually have kids. I'm not. We haven't made a decision that we're definitely not, because I would have chopped off it already. Like, you know, got a vasectomy and gotten it over with.
Wow, caller Ellen. Now Iggy speaks truth! Exclamation point.
In
how
what
about what a moment here is caller Ellen has just joined Pepper and Jeannie
by not having friends who aren't married.
Well, because she's single as well. Am I correct on that? I thought
she is.
That's why she and Iggy were such a perfect match.
Don't go down that rabbit hole. Ellen doesn't like that.
Okay,
but it is true. I mean, I understand where Iggy's coming from. We do give grief about the cucking of husbands. I think it's fantastic, but it would be hard to, you know, not want to be the third wheel in every scenario, too. Like, I get that 100%.
Yeah. If you're in your 50s or 60s and single, it's probably really hard to find someone else who isn't married or
You go to Brio.
Have a significant other or something.
I don't know. Yeah, Brio.
I don't know if Brio's the answer every night.
You don't want to become a regular there. That's
You could wear your Mugsies, though, couldn't you, Jackson?
You better believe it, Tim.
Nice.
You can always wear your Mugsies. You know, it's not just a pair of jeans. They do have the jeans, don't get me wrong, and they are incredible. So soft, they stretch. You know, it's like wearing an old friend.
Oh, you ever worn an old friend?
No, I don't want to.
God, there's so many.
Oh, you'll want to when you throw those Mugsies on.
Really?
Because they got material, this insane stretch material that moves and grooves with you and creates airflow down below. But not only is it jeans, man, I'm wearing the joggers right now. So comfortable, so stylish. I don't have to compromise style for comfort. I can have both.
Do they make Mugsies a gaucho?
I don't know if they make a gaucho, but they do make awesome flannels, jackets, some cashmere action, Doug.
Oh, I
like cashmere.
Yeah, yeah.
And, of course, these joggers and their world-famous jeans. So head to Mugsy.com right now. Check out everything they got, man. You'll look at that website. You'll be like, I want six different things. Well, if you do, use promo code TMA for 10% off your entire order, free shipping, and free returns. Again, that promo code is TMA at Mugsy.com. And, you know, 10% off, free shipping, free returns on your entire order. Free your balls once and for all and experience life-changing comfort with Mugsy.
Do they have clam diggers?
Oh, I like that. That's what the tennis player, Nadal, he would wear those, correct, Doug?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know. The pants I'm kind of wearing now, you can kind of fashion into high waters. That's what you're looking
for. Clam diggers were a little higher than that. They look
Pepper
went down
and
Jeannie like
are working
calves
on a project right now, by the way.
Is there an art project going on?
No, I'm sending you a note here.
Oh, you're sending me a note.
Oh, nice.
Well,
nice.
Send some to
it's like I'm back at St. Gabriel's in the second grade.
And I will say, I'm already packed for the trip, and I have my Mugsy shorts and my Mugsy jeans in there, nestled tight. Just wash them, too.
I'll be wearing my Mugsies on the golf course. Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. That's okay. Can we wear shorts on the golf course?
I would think so.
Oh, no, long pants only in Jamaica.
Well, I didn't know.
Iggy, I don't know if I've ever seen you wear a pair of shorts.
Oh, I haven't.
Well, I did.
He did when we played in the tournament together.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I don't mind playing in, like, white, light pants if it's, like, 85 degrees.
Well, sure.
If it's 100 degrees, I'm wearing shorts, but...
You got nice stems, bro.
Not really.
So we wear shorts in Jamaica?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I had to do laundry because
see those gams.
I didn't have any shorts.
Yeah, I want to see what's doing down there. Hey, Design Air Heating and Cooling is a sponsor of the email today. A lot to work with today, especially considering the prize. Two tickets to Adam Sandler, February 10th at Enterprise. That is the prize for the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today. Design Air, Doug is a client. I am a client. Say, friends, why don't you become a client as well? If you run into any furnace issues, go to designairservice.com. You click on the Book Now tab, and now you're working with Seth Goldkamp and the best service techs in the business. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling, the official HVAC provider of the Tim McKernan Show podcast and the Ryan Kelly Morning After. In Jackson, yesterday, Doug, he bought out of the $250 he was going to owe me. He made an offer of $200. I accepted the offer, so he saved 20%.
Oh, wow.
Producer Joe, G-Unit, Gangster Pete, they have not bought out. But then again, they don't appear
on
the
podcast.
Why would
you? They got no chance of beating you.
Well, why would I accept it? Oh, anybody could. It could. I mean, it's probably in the 5% range, you know.
How much do you owe, Iggy?
I'm not in it.
Oh, I thought you were.
No, I quit.
Didn't it get up to thousands?
Thousands.
He's down $6,000, but that's because Joe has been counting every week as a loss for him.
So you're down, you owe Tim $6,000?
No. Each one of us put $250 in.
Oh.
So Jackson would have owed me $250, so he saved $50.
So Iggy owes you $250?
Well, Joe is adamant on that. Iggy and I will work it out off air.
Okay.
I like a 12-month payment plan for that.
Some kind of points on that.
Well.
I'm not going to get into it.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, my.
You just gave up picking games?
Yeah, because they took an $800 win away from me.
Oh, God.
Who took it away?
Joe is listening. All hell's about to break
the World Cup thing. Was that it?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Croatia, Brazil.
Yeah, I had Croatia to win, and they won, and I had $800, and it doesn't count in penalty kicks. Only in soccer could you have that rule.
It cost you $800. So
I said I'm done. I don't agree with these rules. I'm out.
You bet a team to win, they won, and you lost $800.
I don't know how that works.
When I saw it happen, I said, this is going to be a problem.
Oh. Sure it is. If you bet a hockey game and it goes into a shootout and they win, that counts as your win.
Yeah. Your point is fair, but that rule was in place before you made the bet.
Well, I didn't see it.
Did anyone see that? Apparently, STL City had a preseason game the other day. I guess season's about to start for the MLS.
Yeah. Coming up in like a couple weeks.
Oh, shoot.
Doug, March 4th, the pink and yellow take the field at City Park.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, it looked like they were playing in Tower Grove, so I'm hoping that was just like that wasn't a stadium. I don't know where they were.
They got
playing.
A practice facility right across the street. It's probably where they were.
Yeah.
Tim, can he pay you in food stamps and pornography? That's for Steve in Wildwood.
Old Playboys?
Yeah, I'd give you my whole stack. Have they announced a play by play crew for.
Oh, that's a good
St.
question.
Louis City, or do they have
Chip Carey? Chip Carey.
Chip Carey is the guy?
No.
Do they have an outlet? Or?
It's all Apple TV.
Saw Aaron Goldsmith did an interview. I don't. I'll read this. I found this interesting, and I assume nobody saw this.
Uh-uh. No.
It's certainly.
Sorry, Tim.
We don't read, Tim.
I don't know. I don't know why you would have. But I guess I'll use this as a deep tease for the 9 o'clock hour. He certainly was. Live for the St. Louis job, but more than I think it. Because I think some people were theorizing he didn't get it, and so then as a nice way to kind of ease out of it, the Cardinals said you can just say you withdrew. But then if you read this interview, I don't think that's necessarily the conclusion you would arrive at. I also want to make it clear I wouldn't consider this scandalous in any way. It just further explains what. At least from his perspective, his reasoning for not taking the job. Plus, the design, air, heating, and cooling email today comes up in our 9 o'clock hour. We close out the appliance discounters, 8 o'clock hour. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After from the Michelob Ultra Studios.